Reducing tobacco use in Hawaii over the last 17 years has resulted in an estimated health care cost savings of $1 billion, not to mention the pain and suffering it causes. Department of Health Director Dr. Ginny Pressler.
Tobacco use is still the number one cause of morbidity and mortality in Hawaii as well as in the rest of the United States. It's not just lung cancer, it's other kinds of cancers as well. It's heart disease. It contributes to type 2 diabetes. There are so many devastating impacts of tobacco use.
Since 2000, there has been a 34% decrease in tobacco use among adults, youth, and pregnant women who risk preterm delivery and underdeveloped newborns. A portion of the state's Tobacco Settlement Special Fund is used for prevention and control efforts. Ranjani Starr is the state's chronic disease epidemiologist.
From 2000 to 2017, Hawaii has invested $151.4 million in tobacco prevention and control. This means that for every dollar we have spent, we have saved $6.64 in healthcare cost savings.
Tobacco cessation programs have helped 12,000 people quit smoking. People like Donita Garcia, who quit after 50 years and endured hardships for a $6 pack of cigarettes.
I was homeless at one point in my life because of drug addiction, and during that time I would collect recyclables to get cigarettes, and I knew exactly how many I needed every day. I needed 128 to get one pack of cigarettes a day, and that was not counting food, drugs, or something to drink. That was just for the cigarettes.
Hawaii currently has the third lowest smoking rate in the nation, but high prevalence groups like Native Hawaiians, those who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, and those with behavioral health conditions or are from lower socioeconomic status will be the focus of future prevention efforts. Also, the use of electronic smoking devices, especially among youth, is proving to be addictive to one in four high school students. Health Director Dr. Pressler.
The distressing information is that while we've reduced tobacco use, one quarter of our high school students today are vaping or using e-cigarettes. This is tragic. It shouldn't be.
According to the Department of Health, 1,400 adults die each year from smoking-related causes. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.